This is WGXC's Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, representing the 19th Congressional District, Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam, the 20th Congressional District. 538.com website reports that so far, first-term Congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 4.3% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 2.1% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time. Jeffrey Wilson reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Hudson Valley Democrats in Congress are now united in support of an impeachment inquiry of the president. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who represents the 18th District in the Southern Hudson Valley, and Representative Antonio Delgado both announced September 24th that they were joining Representative Paul Tonko and almost 200 other Democrats supporting impeachment. Maloney said he is, quote, prepared to pursue an impeachment inquiry. I have had a high bar for putting the country through an impeachment inquiry, especially so close to an election, but these allegations go to the heart of the oath I took. There comes a time to put your country first, unquote. Delgado and Maloney committed publicly to impeachment just hours before House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also called for an official impeachment inquiry. New York Democrat Representative Joe Morrell, who represents Rochester, also joined the list of those backing impeachment, which grew to over 200 by the end of the day. The U.S. Senate voted unanimously September 24th for a non-binding resolution calling for the whistleblower complaint related to President Trump's communications with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to be released to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. Trump admits to asking about Ukraine investigating the son of Democrat Joe Biden and was reportedly threatening to withhold Senate-approved funding for the country. House Democrats are expected to vote to condemn the president's actions with Ukraine in a September 25th vote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
On Twitter, Delgado wrote, and I quote, "The first responsibility of the President of the United States is to keep our country safe, but it has become clear that our President has placed his personal interest above the national security of our nation. I believe articles of impeachment are warranted," end quote. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesperson Michael McAdams responded to Delgado's announcement saying, and I quote, "In a district President Trump won by more than 6 points, Antonio Delgado's decision to pursue impeachment will be a political death sentence," end quote.
On September 25th, both Tonko and Delgado voted for the Safe Banking Act, which passed 321-103. This bill aims to make it easier for banks to do business with the cannabis industry. On September 27th, both Delgado and Tonko voted with all Democrats, 11 Republicans, and one Independent to end the national emergency declared by the president on February 15th about the immigration issue. Paul Tonko does not list any public events this week on his website nor on any other week. Antonio Delgado lists two future events on his website this week. At 6:30 p.m. October 1st, Delgado holds a town hall meeting at the Dutchess County Town Hall, 1215 Center Road in Rhinebeck. And he's also bringing FCC Commissioner Jeffrey Starks for a congressional field hearing on rural broadband at 1 p.m. October 4th in the Columbia Green Community College Arts Center. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report. Go to the website wgxc.org and click on the WGXC Newsroom to find out more about all these stories.